Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode of Flesh Wound Farce, where we review and discuss your and our favorite comedy films. This is the world's first and only combination trivia host and professional wrestling announcer of Chilean descent that currently resides in Southern California, Ozzy V. And with me as always on this program, first in the Northern California Bay Area, world famous juggler Greg Larson. How you doing, Greg?
I am great. I have ordered my Farce Line t-shirt.
Oh, God.
So things are fantastic. How are you doing, Ozzy?
I have the pain in my brain because one half says, ladies and gentlemen, in case you're unaware, there is a Farce Line shirt available. Todd, can you show them the link for this shirt? While the other half is saying, Ozzy, you moron, what are you doing? There is pain in my brain. That's how I'm doing right now, Greg. But excellent. There's also one other individual on this program. Okay, Todd, we get the point.
Well, I got it. We're selling.
Oh, yes, we're selling. Flesh Wound producer Todd, how are you?
I'm doing good. Selling some t-shirts.
I'm just going to break this fourth wall here. We're filming this immediately after the live episode that we had last week for Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe, where it was revealed that a shirt was put on sale.
And you know,
Todd, can you show him the shirt one more time?
Well, first, I have the reaction when Ozzy saw the shirt.
Again, for the audio version, because we're never gonna let that down. It was the worst mistake ever, washing my hair before Todd picking me up. God.
And when he said no photos, I was like, that was random when he texted me. He's like, oh yeah, I gotta wash my hair, no photos. It didn't click in my brain.
And there you go. Well, there you are, ladies and gentlemen. I guarantee Bob Magana is ordering one. That's for sure. Now, enough of the sale of the shirt talk. We'll get to that later, of course, because I'm hardwired to bring that stuff back up. But I am going to now move on to the actual movie that we are reviewing and discussing today. That is Team America World Police. Todd, do you have a trailer available?
Gary, I hate to break it to you, but the world is on the brink of disaster. World crime is at an all-time high. And the only thing standing between order and chaos is us.
This. And just what does this have to do with me?
Last week in Paris, we caught four terrorists with a weapon of mass destruction. We have to find out who sold it to them. Our only hope is to have somebody act like a terrorist. We need an actor. And they say you're the best.
I've got five terrorists going southeast on Bacalaca Daca Street.
Soon, every country will be in complete chaos.
To save the world from falling apart.
And so you see, the new world is inevitable.
It's what?
Inevitable.
One more time?
Inevitable! Things are inevitably going to change.
One team must pull together.
All right, let's move.
It's too soon to be having feelings for you.
Maybe. Feelings are feelings because we can't control them.
And turn the Earth's darkest moment.
Kapla! Three more cities have fallen.
I'm not gonna let it end like this.
Into mankind's finest hour.
There's too many of them!
This isn't about sex, Gary. It's about trust.
All right, let's make this interesting.
Kia!
That was the trailer for Team America World Police, released on October 15th, 2004, rated R with a runtime of 97 minutes. Written by Matt Stone, Trey Parker, and Pam Brady, directed by Trey Parker, starring, of course, Matt Stone, Trey Parker. Now, full disclosure, in case you're unaware, by the two people that created it, should be well known that this is a very offensive movie. Culturally insensitive.
It was offensive, I believe, then.
It was offensive then. Yeah. Now it's like, ooh, wow. Ooh, you almost, yeah.
There's also an extra bit of cringe from a certain person, too, what we'll talk about.
Cringe from you?
No, no, no. A character's actions have changed due to current real-life events.
Precisely. We will cross that bridge when we get to it. But some initial thoughts here. It was offensive then. Now watching it feels like the... I remember one time I think it was 6 or 7 years old, I got caught eating spoonfuls of sugar. And these weren't teaspoons. These were tablespoons, right? I'm just like going to town.
Oh,
right?
God, I'd hate to see young Ozzy.
I know we did Beavis and Butthead last week, but it was Cornholio. Totally. Sure. But the thing is that part of the reason that I was enjoying it so much is because I knew I shouldn't be having it. And watching this movie is like, there's no possible way this would be released now with the current climate, so to speak. So I just want that to be prefaced and thrown out at the beginning. So as we go into a deeper discussion, as just go into the rest of the movie, we are aware how culturally insensitive it is in 2022. I think that's fair to say from all three of us. Is that correct?
Yeah.
It looks was fine to me.
Of course, Todd would say.
However, there were a few parts I was like, damn.
Yes, exactly. There was even at the most forgiving individual, I think there'd be even some moments where they'd be like, oh, that would. But hey, evolution. The fact that we are aware of it, I think, is key. So, moving on, that kind of encapsulated my initial thoughts on this one, so to speak, as well. But I will add that what I did find ultimately fun about this movie is that it seemed like an 80s action, like cheap Stallone or Schwarzenegger, terrorists or bad guys. What was it? Jack Abramoff. He was the lobbyist that actually produced a ton of these Afghanistan's the bad guys movies, Dolph Lundgren, back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And it felt like it had that kind of script. But of course, with puppets, it gives it a completely different feel. Greg?
Yeah, this was one that I remember watching when it first came out, and we've already discussed, was like, wow, okay, that went there, you know, and I thought it was hilarious, you know. It is that those moments that you just like, it's comedy. That's what it's there for, you know. And knowing the South Park creators, nobody's off the table when it comes to making fun of them.
Everyone. That's how they keep themselves clear.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, this was always a fun movie. I was curious to see how it held up, you know, and it did okay. You know, I did enjoy it, though. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm with you. I do like this. It's funny, though, because like you mentioned the South Park, they'd still do it and all that because they're the style of humor they do. But I don't quote Mr. Bean often, but Rowan Atkinson brought up that, you know, that's the problem with like the generation of comedy is there is no comedy that doesn't offend somebody. That's like the whole point.
Right.
So it gets sanitized. Like that said, this does not do it. And I would never expect them to. It's offensive. It's funny. It says, you know, already been mentioned, something you can't make today. And real quick, I wanted to bring up the unrated and the R-rated versions. We did watch the R-rated version is on Paramount Plus.
No, it's not. It's available Showtime.
It was on Showtime. You're right. Thank you.
If you're available with the Showtime Anytime app, it's Show Anytime, whatever that app is, you can watch it there. Sorry. Yeah. Go on.
No, then thank you for correcting me. They did what a lot of like horror directors will do. They, in the sex scene, they threw in extra stuff. There's a very, who am I just gonna have to beat this episode? There is the, in the sex scene, we could say golden showers and and other stuff.
That'll be up to you if you want to bleep that. I mean, you are the producer.
Well, that was my clean version. I left out the number two.
Oh,
so well, they did go. The scenes. They stuck them in there on purpose because they knew the MPPA would be like, they would so hyper-focus on that, they wouldn't mind like the other stuff that was going on. And it paid off. They put that in there just for that reason. And it's not in the R-rated cut, but they put it back in the unrated cut, which was a studio thing, not their thing.
Gotcha. So, okay. But it was pretty much
the only difference.
Is the sex scene is additional material, which is probably good. I think I'd seen the unrated at that time, or at the time it came out, and just thinking like, all right, a little much. Like, yeah. A little too long.
If you in this R-rated
in this R-rated version, it's like the perfect amount of time. I felt.
Yeah, if you need a little extra hardcore puppet action, well, definitely go for the unrated.
Apparently,
Dan's only watches the unrated.
And now we know why. So, getting to the favorite moments, I had a few here. But none made me laugh as hard as the Panthers scene. I'll just leave it at that. The scene featuring the Panthers is where I had the most fun throughout the entire. I have an honorable mention, but I'll hold on just in case you guys mention that. Greg?
You know, I'm going to give a shout out to something we don't normally give enough credit to. But for me, it's the theme song, man. Like, that theme song, number one, was awesome. Number two was hilarious. Number three is made so much more content for other things. That video that's been out recently of that bird with the machine gun arms and such, like, that's hilarious. And plus, if you guys have never heard of this guy, a guy named E-Rock or Eric Calderon, yes. Amazing guitarist, did a cover of this along with many other wonderful songs, which is amazing. So, I'm going to just say that wonderful theme song.
This was a hard one. Like 99.9% of my favorite parts I can't say. So I'm just going to... Well, one involves dicks, and we'll just leave that one there. But I'm going to go with... And that's why I don't trust actors.
Yep, you would.
Mr. Marsupilis? I can't think of the cat's guy.
Right.
Mr. Marsupilis.
So, Greg, to jump on, like, well, that song was great. The America Gas song. Of course, everybody knows it. Everybody loves it. Mm-hmm. But the other songs that were in this movie were also very funny.
Right.
The montage song, yep. Which is... Basically, the exact it's the American song just with different lyrics,
right. But
the montage song as the montage is happening is so funny, and also the song about the Pearl Harbor movie.
Oh, fantastic. Oh man!
Like yes. These songs are just so great, and I also loved seeing the fake Cantina band. Like they're playing from Star Wars. They're playing that song just slightly different with some notes, but you knew exactly what they were trying to do.
I gotta give it up to you. I'm gonna do it the best way I can. The song from Lease the Musical still hysterical.
Yes,
we used to play that on the old radio show.
There you go. Well, I mean, Todd, you and I had honorable mentions. Greg, did you have one?
None that I should say out loud.
Well, there we go. Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Screen Actors Guild was also the Okay, that's what I do want to say real quick before the ratings. A lot of the Alec Baldwin humor hit a little different.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very interesting to see that again. Like, yep. Anyhow, getting to the rating, I'm going to stick hard on this. Like, I'm not going to change this because I was on a five until a scene featuring vomit occurred, and then it just locked it to 4.5.
Is this a vomit thing you don't do? I don't.
I just felt that was a little much.
Oh, that was the line.
Well, vomit in general, I think when that goes too far, I think it, I could do without, but everything else going too far, I'm totally fine with.
Okay.
And I think it's just because I recently went into a parking lot, and when I was going back to my car, I was putting something in the passenger seat, and there was a giant pile, right?
Right.
I imagined somebody got in their car and something was happening, so they opened the door, let that out, and then closed this. And I came to this conclusion because I saw tire tracks in it. Yeah, the pile was that big. It was as big as the pool that was in the movie. So when I saw the movie, I was like, yeah, I remember that day last week. Yeah, it wasn't cool. So that's why I had to lock it at 4.5. Maybe if I saw it at a different time, I'd give it a 5. But 100% enjoyable. I'd recommend everybody watch it if that is your kind of humor. Greg?
No, for sure. It's a tough one to rate, because if you had asked me when I first watched this movie, I would have given it a 5. But I think because I've seen how much Matt Stone and Trey Parker have evolved in their comedy, because it just, like, it's so much more well, like, focused, you know, and I think that they drive their stories a little better now, that I'm only going to drop it just because of the aging of it. And plus, after watching Beavis and Butthead do the universe last week, you know, like that, it's tough to watch the two together because you can really see how much comedy's changed. Some movies hold up well, like the Mel Brooks series; those still hold up fantastically. But this one, I'm dropping down to a 4.5, just for its aging.
I'd say, okay. But this one's still very topical. It still works today.
Oh, it does. It still 100%. Works. Yeah, yeah.
If not more today than then. Because this isn't my favorite movie of theirs, and they hate my favorite movie of theirs, I'm going to give it a 4.5.
They hate.
What's your favorite movie of theirs?
Basketball.
They hate basketball.
I love that movie.
Yeah,
well, we did review that movie on a previous episode. More than welcome to check that out. But I must have forgotten. It's the concussions, because I'm sure you brought it up on the episode that they.
I did.
Yeah. I just forgot.
That's okay. That's fine, Ozzy.
Is this? Oh yeah, I mentioned earlier. So this is streaming available on Showtime anytime that app. Is it available anywhere else, or just in terms of streaming on that? You can rent or buy it anywhere.
Yes, you can.
Well, there you go.
Or you can pick up the DVD or the Blu-ray.
The DVD.
Although, if you want the unrated version, that's only on the DVD as of now. There's no unrated Blu-ray.
No unrated Blu-ray.
Yeah.
So if you want to see some puppet action, you're not going to have any high definition.
Yeah. Well, time for the monkey to dance, Ozzy, please.
Oh, my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, you could pick up your limited edition Flesh Wound Farce Line T-shirt available now at teespring.com/stores/flesh-wound-features.
Or you can just click...
Those listening on the audio version, you can click the link available on the YouTube of this episode. Did I say that correctly, Todd?
Yes, you did.
Okay. You can get that available for a limited time only. So get yours today.
Oh, my God.
And I want to make it known for those who listened to the last episode. Every bit of that was genuine surprise. Ozzy had no clue about this. And before the show, he had even mentioned a picture that Todd had taken and how he doesn't want Todd to send it to me. Well, it was already too late.
It was that and beyond.
Remember, you went to the bathroom right after you caught me taking your picture. I was literally walking back as I had sent.
And he sent me, like, 4 copies of that picture, too. Uh-huh. Like, one in black and white, one in color.
Here's the funny thing, because I went to take the picture and my phone like setting was off. It was on like pro something. So it took like four versions. It like used all four of my cameras at once. It like made two videos. It did a black and white. I was like,
oh my gosh.
Because when I took it, I was like, oh, because it was doing like the circle thing, like it was doing it. And he'd already realized. So it's like, damn it. And I hit stop. I didn't realize it got it. So it was like an extra, because I told you, remember, Ozzy? I was like,
yes,
yeah,
I remember.
Life's good.
Well, you will can purchase that shirt today, but you might not be able to purchase it tomorrow. So purchase it today.
We guarantee it like will be up at least till our next show.
A figurative tomorrow. Currently, the scheduled date that it'll be up until, we said 2 weeks as of last week. So which would technically July 11th. That's right. That's what it was. 7-Eleven. If you remember Free Slurpee and you don't have your Flesh Wound Farce shirt, Farce Line shirt, you better get on that. So there you go. Oh my God. I can't believe I'm doing that. I hate that you put me in a position like that. Ladies and gentlemen, I like they said it was genuine surprise, but what did I do minutes later is I immediately sold the shirt despite me hating it.
No, you love it.
The only reason I love it is because my face is on it. But all right, ladies and gentlemen, you guys have any final thoughts on Team America World Police?
Before check it we out.
Yeah. Rent it. Enjoy it.
Enjoy it if that's your kind of humor.
Yeah.
You have been warned. All right, well. Ladies and gentlemen, that is world famous juggler Greg Larson and Flesh Wound producer Todd. And I'm Ozzy V, and we'll see you next week right here, Flesh Wound Farce.